The great sound there of Ken Kirwan, local man, and a.k.a. Frankly Bublé, taken from his album In Full Swing. It's Near FM broadcasting to you live here in St. Anne's Park at the Rose Festival, and you're very, very welcome along. If you're not down here, guys, I have to say there's so much here for family and anybody looking for a good day out. Lots of ideas and lots of lovely things. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome our next guest to today's broadcast, and it's Orla Sloan.
Solan.
Orla Solan. And she's from DSPCA.
Up in Rathfarnham.
And you're very, very welcome to me.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Now, you have two lovely little fellas with you there.
Bailey and Muffy.
Bailey and Muffy.
We're here every Saturday in St. Anne's Park, Saturday and Sunday, in the Red Stables.
That's great.
And we come for all through the whole summer for information on volunteering, fostering and work experience, and even about rehoming, you know, dogs, cats, kittens, and anything that want to be asked. And we do the dog training here on a Saturday morning as well, which is starting on August the 9th. Puppy classes and adult classes.
Excellent. And the dog training is starting, and I'm just taking a note of this. I have a little Bailey myself at home. August 9th is
August
to start.
9th, and it'll actually be here in St. Anne's Park.
Oh, very, yeah, very good. Yeah. And how much is it, if you don't mind me asking?
To book it online, and it's
online.
€135 for five classes. But they're excellent.
They're excellent.
We're running them a year, and I've all the customers come and say to me, brilliant. Yeah, lovely. The girls are brilliant. And now, it's King of Paws.
King of Paws.
Yes.
I love that name. I'm hearing so many unusual things down here today. Now, Orla, you something there that you said, and it's a huge issue, and it's rehoming. Let's face it. Rehoming, because at the end of the day we have so many people that are getting pets, and the children, it's a novelty for children at the very start.
That's right.
And like a lot of people too like to go to shelters and get them, which is great too, but then after a few months the novelty wears off, and Bailey or
Muffy
or whoever he is, Rex, is just left there looking out the window.
Exactly.
And it's not right. And I have to say I'm a victim of that myself, and I would have gotten a dog under peer pressure from my own children.
Kids.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, and the minute you threaten getting them rehomed, it's like, oh, Pearl Harbor, no, you're not getting them rehomed. So do you know what I mean? Are there many people who are rehoming them? Because it's a great idea instead of letting them out, and that does happen too.
Oh yeah, we do. We get dogs that are left out of the side of the road that we have to pick up. Muffy here was actually on the run, as I always say. She was found knocked down on the side of the road. And she got picked up by our vans. The DSPCA have vans that go around Dublin. And basically we fixed her up, fed her up and rehomed her, and I adopted her.
She is absolutely gorgeous.
She's lovely.
Look at her collar.
She's a little kern.
Oh, God. How could anybody throw her out?
Yeah,
like, she's so, and not even that. Like, I know, I don't want to get into conversation with saying, like, a mongrel is better than a thoroughbred or so forth, because dogs are dogs. I love dogs myself. Yeah. I just don't have a huge amount of time for them.
Well, you're busy. If you're busy out working, trying to make a living, which is a huge thing with us in the DSPCA, because now mums and dads are both working.
Years
ago, mum would have been at home and could have walked the dog, but now mum's gone out at 7 and dad's gone out at 7, and the dog is there in the house on their own.
Terrible.
Which, and it leads to problems then with the dog. The dog, people will come in and say, oh, the dog has eaten the furniture, it's bored.
Yes.
Been left in the house all day. Why did it eat the leather couch? Well, it was playing with the leather couch and has eaten the leather couch because it was left on its own all day.
But there's a neighbour of mine has a dog flap built into her back door.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if I'd be into that, but in saying that, she says that it is okay, so if you have your house locked up, that it's okay, because there's obviously small
but
dogs.
It's still not being walked or socialised. It still needs to be. Dog loves to walk along the park, see the dogs here, they're all sniffing the air, saying hello to each other. It's like kids, they want to be out. Even in their back garden, they get bored. They've had that smell.
Well,
I've seen that tree before. But if you bring them to the park in the morning before, and they've walked around and they've met the birds and the other dogs that are in the world, you know, as well. Yeah, it's all about socialising.
Yeah. Look at that gorgeous little Yorkie, isn't he?
Cute.
Just so cute. I have one of those, but mine is not miniature. Mine is a Bailey too.
Oh,
I know.
Wait, I show you Bailey.
But you would feel guilty like that, Orla, for leaving them in the house all day.
And there, Bailey.
Hello, Bailey. Hello, little.
Say hi.
Hello, Bailey Boos. Oh, he's great. He's got the face for radio, I can tell you that. He really does. Anyway, I have now gone to the stage that the dishes are left, the beds are not made. There's a few little chores that I'd be leaving until late at night to be doing, because Bailey has to get a walk.
Yeah.
I suppose it's built into me that I won't neglect him.
No, exactly.
But in saying that, I think that we need to have a support group for children who need to walk their dogs.
Well, when we're in St. Anne's Park, people come into me and the kids come on to play with Bailey and Muffy and they want puppies, and I say, well, who's going to walk the dog? Who's going to pick up the poo? My 15-year-old goes, do I need to take a poo bag? Yes, you do.
Yes.
So that's all about what the DSPCA does, education young people as well, having the dog and the cat and the kitten. You know, it's not about just... Kids aren't trying to collect animals, aren't they? Like teddies.
I don't think that people actually realise the importance of picking up dog poo because it can have such a serious effect on people's lives. And just to give you an example, I knew a guy and years ago he was in his back garden, whatever, and there was dog poo there and he touched it and it rubbed in his eye. The chap was left with a thorn in his eye and it couldn't be fixed.
Yeah.
And he had operations on it. But it just goes to show you, so people do bring your dog poo bag. I know it's disgusting.
Have to do it. Those who are having a dog.
You have to do it because at the end of the day, you could cause somebody to have a life, an injury that they'll have to carry for the rest of their life. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's horrible, it is, you know. So, I mean, people wouldn't be let away with doing that on the side of the street.
And also, it puts people off having dogs in a park.
Yes.
If we're all good dog owners and we pick up after ourselves and have our dogs behaving themselves and they're walking along and not jumping on children, then we have more freedom in the parks as dog owners.
Yeah, like it's easy. You just put your hand into the bag.
Into the bag and pick it up.
Close your eyes and turn it inside out and there you go.
And bin it. Pick it up and bin it.
Yeah, any bin, any colour, any bin. Okay. Now, Orla, online there are a list of facilities that you provide for people with pets, including the mobile clinic.
Around,
now,
yeah.
Would you be able to tell me a little bit of information about the mobile clinic?
Well, the mobile clinic will help people who haven't got, because vets are so expensive nowadays, it just helps people who might be having financial problems, like all of us, to look after their dogs and cats. And that's what we're doing there, to help people to be able to get their injections and their vaccinations and even get a bit of information about getting your animals looked after, basically. Yeah, so we've mobile clinics, they're online, where they are and what time they are available. So they are in the city, in Dublin City.
Isn't that fantastic,
though? Yeah, it's great.
It really, really is, because the more and more, and I mean, I know it's a financial strain for a lot of people, you know, trying to keep your animal in check.
And keep it healthy as well. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You know, so to have this facility and to be able to use it, and even if it's maybe, okay, we say we could go to the vet nearly all the time, but there might be some time that you can't, and put people off.
It's another expense, and people are trying to get on with life, pay for their cars, look after their kids, and there's a hard world out there. Yeah,
and I think it's just a stage of giving a donation.
Exactly.
I mean, at the end of the day, being a dog lover is giving enough of a donation anyway.
Well,
isn't
it's especially if you take a dog from a rescue centre and they'll just give you so much love, kisses, hugs.
I know, they're lovely.
Yeah,
aren't
brilliant
they?
Great pet, and cats and kittens, and we also have a great foster programme for kittens and puppies. Would Bailey would have come in, because he came in so young, and he would have gone on to a foster home. So if you can't actually keep a dog over the summer holidays, you could foster it for 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I love it
because people can't afford to put their dogs in kennels.
I know
some people, right, they're in a position that they can't put their dogs in kennels, and that's fantastic, and fair play to them that they want to spend their money that way. But for the likes of other people that have taken on a pet and it's become like the family pet, and they're trying to juggle everything around with birthdays, Christmases and all things like that, and on top of that try to get a summer holiday for their families, and what do you do with the dog?
Well, with the foster program, it's actually rescue dogs that go out to foster homes.
Yes.
You'd come in, say we've picked them up off the side of the street or a puppy farm rescue, and they go out to foster homes. But we do actually have in the DSPCA a boarding kennels up in Rathfarnham and a pet spa as well.
A pet spa.
Up in Rathfarnham. Yeah.
Should be into that, Paul, a pet spa.
And a doggy daycare. Doggy daycare as well, which is brilliant.
Doggy daycare and pet spa.
All up in Rathfarnham.
Now, come here, listen, don't be keeping on mentioning the south side. This is near FM, we're north side. No, look, at the end of the day, we're all entitled
we're all
to
there.
Have the animals.
Exactly. We're all there to look after them and mind them.
And it's a great facility that you guys are providing. And I would encourage anybody that has any concerns about their animal to get onto the website there and check it out, because they're just unbelievable. And it's www.dspca.ie. Orla, what is your message to people out there that have pets? And oh, look, here's the couples now, the horses.
Wow.
Look at them.
Aren't
beautiful
they
horses.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, they're absolutely gorgeous. So they are. Now, there you go. It's all about the animals here.
This today in
the
St.
birds and the bees and the trees. Well, we had the bees and then we had the lizards and the frogs.
And now you've got the horses.
The horses and the dogs. It's all happening. But, Orla, before we let you go, what's your message to people out there who are in difficulty with their animal or find it a little bit tedious, we'll say?
My message would be to basically look after your animals to your best of your ability, and the DSPCA will always help out to the best that they can. Like, bring them to the mobile clinics, give us a ring and see what we can do to help you at all times.
And you're here every Saturday.
The DSPCA is here Saturday and Sunday with information the what way we can help you with Saturdays and Sundays in St. Anne's Park with Bailey and Muffy.
Woohoo!
All the time. Me.
Lovely.
Orla.
With Orla, and you can come down and get the best advice possible, and all your questions can be answered, and you can be steered in the right way for
in the
advice.
Right direction, exactly.
Orla, many thanks to you
and
for
thank
joining
you.
Us.
Thank
today.
You very much for
thanks
having
very
us.
Thanks very much,
thank
and continuing success to yourself and your colleagues in DSPCA and Muffy and Bailey.
Thank you.
Thanks a million,
bye.
Orla. Bye.